Welcome to the Fun and Sobriety Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan. I am an alcoholic. This morning, I was thinking about spirituality. What it means to me, what it means to you, like what it means in terms of my sobriety, towards my recovery, towards living in the world today, you know, how it infuses my approach to living. Because on one hand, I do feel like it's an important aspect of the way I navigate my life today. And on the other hand, I don't think about it. I suppose I think about it more or less every day in some fashion or another. But I suppose I'm pausing there because there feels like there's a stigma or a general stereotype about what that means to someone if they hear, you know, I'm a spiritual person, or when they hear about someone living a spiritual existence. I don't know exactly where I'm going with this other than my sense of spirituality. I suppose this is it. My sense of spirituality, what it means to be spiritual, doesn't fit easily into what I would generalize as the, you know, Christian culture, the Western culture conscription of spirituality and being connected. Even trying to describe it, I feel like I'm using words that fall closer to my own personal sense and of experiences versus the ones I hear from others who are dialed in, let's say, to a more, I'm tempted to say, traditional Christian faith system. Where I live, effectively, the default is a Christian culture. The default is an idea of faith and higher power / God and spirituality, and the tenets of living are all, you know, either directly or one or two small steps removed from those presented in, you know, a Bible, the biblical, the King James Bible specifically, or at least that's, maybe they're not all referencing King James, but, you know, Western Christian sensibilities. And, you know, I am not dissimilar from a lot of people in that I find that sensibility very off-putting by default. Not necessarily people themselves who are, you know, moved by that, who feel engaged in it, who feel connected to it. I mean, I'll admit that when someone reveals or talks about the degree to which they are connected to it, I find myself unintentionally having a little wall go up inside of like, well, bummer, I thought that person was deeper than that. And that's not fair, but it's also true. I mean, it's what happens inside. And, you know, I've grown enough. I've got enough sense of myself and who I am in the world that doesn't have to become the overriding principle that now defines that person for me in my head. I'm capable of extricating my own personal bias against that kind of, I mean, that's plainly religiosity. And the person I see in front of me, the person that I know to some extent, and all of that is rambling around the topic of what spirituality means to me, right? I'm talking about what it doesn't mean, right? It doesn't mean to me. Well, first and foremost, there's a I want to call it a misconception, but it's, you know, so common that it seems more connected than I want it to be. But the misconception that spirituality, having a spiritual experience, you know, having a sense of spirituality in your life necessitates a connection to a religious faith. That seems, you know, that seems unfortunate. That feels to me like religious organizations effectively co-opting what is at its core a deeply personal experience. But okay, that's fine. And also, there's a misconception that spirituality is connected to God, to a higher power. And that feels a little bit more reasonable. And I suppose my reluctance to simply one-to-one that connection is because of the co-opting of a religious faith. I mean, anything that defines what God and spirituality is supposed to mean defines rituals around that dictate one's connection to living, that feels weird to me because I wasn't raised in it, right? I mean, if someone was raised in that, there is a degree of, I don't know, I mean, it sounds cold, but behavioral training that they underwent throughout their, you know, very impressionable childhood and during their developmental phases that make it seem natural and correct and instinctive. And there doesn't need to be any good or bad or any sense of judgment connected to that other than it is what it is. Because it is what it is. My sense of spirituality, my connection to the universe, that is my sense of spirituality. I don't walk around with a sense of any kind of sentient higher power, an idea of a God that has any awareness of me existing in the universe. And that is where I struggle to talk about this concept at a, you know, general level, at a group level, mainly because I feel it merits a fairly long, well, maybe it doesn't. I feel that it merits a fairly long explanation, but, you know, maybe that's my own fumbling around for a simple way to describe it that also feels as deep as it is, because it isn't a shallow sense of spirituality within me. I found myself, when I found recovery, it was all kind of one thing, a sense of acceptance, a sense of humility, a sense of connection to the present moment, and through that connection, an awesome sense of what it means to be alive, what it means to be a part of this living experience, right? And there's no doubt in me that sense of connection to the universe, the being truly present and conscious of my being conscious of my experience in this moment, there's no doubt that is the same sensation that anyone else who's had what they would describe as a spiritual experience is having, even when they frame it in terms of communing with God, and even when they throw in blither blather, like, you know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one and another, blah, 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 blah. Like, they enter into a prattle that is, you know, predefined for them by their faith, and that's great. Like, all that means in terms of the way I see it is that they don't have to find words. The words are there. It's the feeling, it's the experience, and that's the shared sense of spiritual connection. Because to me, what I found was the deeply spiritual experience of being a human alive in this universe, in this world, in my world, right? Like, when I was drinking, when I was drunk, when I was removed from my life, because that's what it felt like. It felt like I wasn't really living my life. I was coasting. I was kicking it down the line. That was, I had a deep sense of like, I'll just deal with things later. I'll just deal with things later. I'll just deal with things later. And I just couldn't fucking get myself right here, right now. I'd have pockets of time where I felt right here, right now. And they would feel so moving, I wouldn't even understand what was happening to me. You know, moments like the birth of my children. And yeah, of course, those are emotional and beautiful. And there was something deeper there, because those were rare moments where I was actually right here and aware of my mortality and my presence and the fact that I was having experiences that no one else was going to have. And that's, again, when I was able to get out of my own way and, you know, commune with the higher power. And that, you know, that's the closest I can come to having language that I feel goes down easy with people of a more Western, traditional, Christian belief system, whatever, right? And maybe I'm being more gingerly than I need to, with that, they're fine. Like, because fundamentally, we all have our own ideas, and even if people are going to the same church and they're all using the same more or less language, they're all having their own personal experience with that. And that does underscore why a lot of the time it sounds like a weird blathering, because we are all just struggling to articulate the unarticulatable. Unarticulatable, oh my gosh. The thing that is impossible to articulate. So, when the topic of spirituality comes up, that is my place, right? For me, my connection to a higher power, you know, from a step work perspective, my giving it over to a higher power, step three, you know, there's there is terminology in the program that, at this point especially, really works against itself in terms of turning people off in a way that it genuinely, I feel, doesn't intend to. But the idea of having the will, of being aware of some God's will, like that terminology needs to go. Because again, it infers, it implies that there is some sentient higher power that's paying attention. And that is too simplistic, is the bottom line for me. The idea that, yes, I mean, whatever. God, in terms of the word God, God being the catch-all term for the great unknown and unknowable. Fine, God. If God is everything, you know, then certainly God has time for everything. God can pay attention to everything. Okay, but I also feel like, well, no, I don't feel like it is the case that, if God is, I buy into this and I do navigate my experiences with the awareness that, yeah, either God is everything or God is nothing, right? That makes perfect sense, because the idea of God is that it is, you know, beyond comprehension, beyond anything that we could ever conceive of, and is whatever. The energy that infuses the universe, blah, blah, blah. Great. You know, and that allows us to step into this and get out of ourselves and have a sense of connection to whatever our view of that is. And, you know, that's great. But also, if something is everything, that is synonymous with it being nothing, right? Those are exactly the same thing. I mean, I frame it in terms of, you know, my own personal awareness. If I'm trying to pay attention to and give my intent to a bunch of things, right? I'm not going to say everything, because that's everything is everything. I can't pay attention to everything, but everything in my awareness, everything in my, you know, frame of conscious focus, if I'm trying to pay attention to everything, I'm not paying attention to anything, right? And that's not going to be any different for God, or even if it is different, who gives a fuck? The point is, they're two sides of the same coin in that respect, right? It's just one more paradox that if I spend too much time thinking about, worrying about, fixating on, trying to contemplate what it means, then I'm not actually right here having, you know, a spiritual experience. And, you know, that's also part of why it's difficult to relay this simplistically, because my spiritual experience is simply my experience of being present in the moment and consciously aware that I'm having experiences, like my conscious awareness of being a conscious being in the universe. And at a universal level, that is everyone's spiritual awareness, right? Everyone's spiritual experience is this feeling, this sense of being connected and being present and being alive and having a life, having a series of experiences that culminate into the present moment and the sense of who I am as a person. That is universal. That is what everyone is having in those spiritual moments. And when I talk about when I feel spiritual, when I have a spiritual experience, that's what I'm talking about. And my sense of a higher power is simply a feeling of grace. Because when I'm in that moment, there is a feeling of grace. And so when it comes to, you know, giving my life over to the, quote, will of a higher power of my understanding, that's what that is. When I'm capable, when I am in grace, when I am feeling connected, there is a different sense than when I'm not in grace. And I can feel it. You know, if I'm navigating my life, if I'm fumbling around and up in my head and, you know, doing shit around the house or doing shit at work or going places and, you know, shopping at the grocery store, and I'm just blah, blah, blah up in my head and not at all aware of what's going on, and you know, moments pass where I'm like, I don't even remember being there. You know, that's not the same experience as being right here, right now, and feeling this almost fluidity, like a sense of flow, and being perfectly, it feels perfectly in tune with where I'm supposed to be, right? Being able to just walk through the space, right? Go from one room to the next with a feeling that, I don't know, that it just felt effortless. That's a strange description. Yeah, it felt effortless for me to walk from my room to the bathroom. But there's a different sense, you know, navigating the streets, navigating the hallways of an office, you know, navigating the moments of my life when I'm right here, aware that, you know, Dylan is here. And this is my moment in time, is right now, and here is where I'm at. There's a sense of, and being aware of that, but not fixated on it, just sort of being here, having the experience. That's the difference, right? It's not just being conscious of it, it's being present and having the experience. I don't know. I guess in a simple way, it's summarized by saying that it's not so much understanding that I'm a conscious person, conscious being, having conscious experiences. It's not understanding that. It's not understanding what that means and contemplating, you know, trajectories of where that can take me and what that might mean in terms of what is this higher power. Like, you know, it's not trying to dissect it or compartmentalize it or come up with systems that explain it in a way that fits everybody's conscription, so that it's, you know, my place in this whole grand scheme of everyone's realities, right? It's not so much trying to understand as simply experience, right? When I'm capable of just having the experience and not caring whether it's the same exact sense that someone else has, because I don't care, right? I care that people have their own sense, and that I want everyone to have as beautiful an experience as they can, as, you know, I want everyone's well-being to be nice and steady for them, and I want it for me. And it's not a selfish thought, it's simply reality that the only experience I'm going to get is my own, so I want it for me first and foremost. Because, you know, that's my sense of spirituality. I am going to have one set of experiences that at the end is going to be the full extent of my conscious experiences that I had from whenever it started to whenever it ends. And the more I can be present, and the more I can feel that feeling of grace through being connected and having the feeling of the experience, not thinking, overthinking the experiences, the more in grace I will feel, and the more spiritually I feel connected. So I don't know. If someone's listening and they can summarize that into a nice, you know, 40-second soundbite that can be shared easily, great. Share it with me. I suppose what I do now is say, my feeling of spirituality is when I'm at peace, I feel connected. And when I'm not connected, I don't feel at peace. And whatever that balance is, whatever the give and take, the chicken and egg of that, doesn't matter. Because when I'm spiritually connected, it's all one thing. And so my sense of giving it over and being in the spiritual experience, being in the grace of a higher power, is that. So anyway, those are my thoughts. I'll wake up.